All right, so how does it feel to be a part of this card for Battle Club Pro? It's a pretty special one.
Oh, it's outstanding. I mean, this is a major deal here. I mean, this is the biggest match of my career. And a lot of people will throw that around, and your next booking is always your biggest match. But this is legitimately, it gets no bigger than that. This man is currently not only employed by World Wrestling Entertainment, by WWE, which is the end goal for me, you know, and hopefully the end goal for a lot of professional wrestlers today. But this man is the UK champion, and that's thing that I've had my eye on for a long time. I've always loved British wrestling. I'm a huge, huge World of Sport fanatic. Steve Gray, Jim Breaks, Rollerball Rocco, Marty Jones, that's my thing. That's my genre. And I always felt if I was from UK, I feel like I could have potentially maybe been in that tournament. Who knows? But that, to me, it's not just my opponent. It's what my opponent represents. That's what makes this match so important to me, because I need to not just get eyes on myself for facing Pete Dunne, but I need to get eyes on myself for facing the UK champion, for facing the WWE's face of the UK. Mm-hmm. You know, I need to beat that man. That's important to me. Very important to me.
Do you feel like this was kind of serendipitous, considering like the last Battle Club Pro where everyone thought Marty Scurll was coming and it was you? It's like you kind of think it's funny in a way that like you're connected somewhat to the British scene, even though, you know, you're from, you know, the Northeast.
Well, yes, but I mean, again, it makes sense. It's serendipitous in a sense that it happened the way that it happened and unraveled in this particular way. Mm-hmm. But it makes sense because this is the scene and the style that I've been wrestling for quite some time. And for some people, it takes longer for it to catch on than others. Maybe I'm not a fly-by-night, or I'm not an instant fire type guy. Maybe, you know, some people, you see them do a couple dives, a couple of flips, and they're like, oh, let's fly them out of Texas, you know? Mm-hmm. That's not me. I'm different. You really do have to watch my matches. The highlight reel isn't going to tell you the entire story of my match versus other people, where you can watch, and let's be honest, you can just watch a highlight reel. You don't ever actually need to watch their match. I'm not one of those guys, you know? I'm one of those people that focuses on the in-between, just as I focus on the actual quote unquote spot itself. So, and that's what all the UK is. You can't really put World of Sport into a highlight video. It's just very difficult to do that. Mm-hmm. And that is where I think this came in. I think it is just kind of funny, and that really is the perfect word, serendipitous, that it ended up being Marty Scurll, because it wasn't really meant to be about him. Mm-hmm. You know, it was May the Villain Reign, and he was, you know, he calls himself the villain. And I saw that as an opportunity, a marketing opportunity, to get more eyes on Darius Carter, which it did work. That's what that was about. You know, if it was a different title of the show, I would have done it to a different wrestler that wasn't going to be able to make it. Again, it was just opportunity. Marty wasn't going to be there, and the title of the show was May the Villain Reign. I didn't name the title of the show that. Mm-hmm. Someone had to capitalize on that for press, for business, to boost their name, and it was, why not me? If you really think about it, I'm, you know, 4-0 in Battle Club Pro. I'm the ace of Battle Club. I'm undefeated and beating some of the best. You know, my first match there was against Desmond Xavier, who's now in TNA Impact. Mm-hmm. You know, who did the Super X Cup. I beat Jordan Grace in my second match. That was my second Tier 1 wrestling world title defense, and I defended it 1-on-1 against the woman. My third was against Darby Allin. You know, I beat him in the main event of the One Who Knocks, which was the 22nd of April. And then the fourth and final match, you know, was against EC3, Ethan Carter III, Impact, and Flip Gordon. I pinned Flip Gordon, which now earned me my title match for LDN on the 13th of August. So it all, you know, wins and losses matter. You know, if you can beat a guy that can get you looking at another promotion again, because he might be the champion of another promotion. Mm-hmm. You know, these are things I think about.
So you mentioned before that you took advantage of that opportunity to the May the Villain Reign opportunity to keep more eyes on you. So let me ask you flat out, why should people keep their eyes on you?
People should keep their eyes on me because I'm something different. I'm not a run-of-the-mill. I'm not your fad. I'm not your flavor of the day or of the week or of the month. I really do stand the test of time, and I think that is what makes me different. I'm not somebody that's hot for a second and then cool off and you don't know how to get them back there. I'm somebody that always flips the script and changes the game when I need to. That's just the way I've always been. If something's working, but I need it to get to the next level, I will find out a way to get it to the next level, and do something like I did with May the Villain Reign. You know, we have all of these, outlets accessible to us. Media, the social media, all these different social media accounts. I'm doing this with just a Twitter and a Facebook. I don't need an Instagram or Snapchat, all that stuff. I'm just using the primary go-to tools right now. Mm-hmm. But I'm also seeing things like this. I see the title of a show, and I know I'm on that show, and I say, how can I get the show more buzz? How can I get myself more buzz? Everybody wins, because now you want to use me again. Now, I'm delivering the ring. I know that. So the whole thing is taking away reasons for people to not want to utilize you. Well, why wouldn't you want to use that as a card? Oh, well, he's this, he's that. Okay, you're going to have your opinion, but at the end of the day, you know, am I drawing people to the event? Am I making you want to see it? And ultimately, am I doing my job? And if I am, that's going to make you want to continually utilize me. So,
tell me what you think Pete Dunne's weaknesses are, and how do you think you could exploit them?
Oh, that's a good question. It's funny because I think we're both very, and I don't say this about really anybody, but he's very similar to me in the sense that you kind of will do whatever you have to do, whatever it takes to secure a win. And a lot of people will say that. A lot of people will say, oh, I'll do what I have to do. But when push comes to shove, they don't do it. Maybe they get his little trepidation. Maybe they fall back into their patterns. This is a guy that will bite, scratch, claw, you know, put a limb in, you know, between the steps in the ring, whatever he has to do. And yeah, that's exactly what I will do. And to be honest with you, I don't recall the last time I faced somebody that will go to the same depth as I will to win. Mm-hmm. So that's what's going to make this very interesting. I think a lot of it's going to be us just being out there and just feeling it and just like, oh, he does something and I'm just going to react naturally. And maybe, you know, he gouges me on my eye. Maybe I'll gouge it. You know, it's just a lot of things. Yeah, it's just a lot of things that can happen. And I'm very excited for that atmosphere because, again, I really have not faced anybody that will challenge me in terms of depths explored. You know, what will you do to get it done? What will you do to win? And whether the title's on the line or not, that's not, to me, that's, sure, I'd love to win it, but I'm not hired by them. So let's be honest, let's be realistic. You know, I'm going to win the WWE Championship, UK Championship, I'm not hired by the company. That's not the point. The point is to go out there, deliver, and if I can pin that man, if I can beat Pete Dunne, there is nothing anyone can say. There's no doubt. Now WWE has no choice but to see, at least be familiarized with me, and then it's my job to make them want to take that next step. But this could be a huge step in my career. This is, to me, either way, it's a big step, but it could be a next step if I can defeat Pete Dunne. And I'm telling you right now, I don't believe I can beat Pete Dunne. I know I can beat Pete Dunne. I beat Matt Riddle, who's one of the best in the world. Mm-hmm. He's all over the place right now. I beat Matt Riddle Friday night. I did it. And I know I can beat Peter. I can beat Peter Dunne. That's the plan.
So in a perfect world, how does it happen? How do you do it?
Well, if I say that, you know, like that's where the wall happens. That's where you hit a wall, my friend. But let me just put it to you like this. There's a lot of ways that I can catch Pete Dunne. there's a lot of ways that he can catch me. Listen, I'm not a fool. I'm not overconfident coming into this match. I'm not saying that there's no way that he's going to win. That would be foolish. But what I'm saying is, if Pete comes in, and this is the advantage of a guy from the WWE or that type of setting, coming to face someone like me who's in the independent scene and doesn't have that luxury of being in the WWE, he might come into this and think that this is not the biggest deal for him. He might think this is a Friday and this is a, you know, just a, this is a good payday and I can, you know, I can beat up a guy and people will like me and sign my autographs. And it's not what this is going to be. And that understanding is going to be felt when we step into the ring, the moment we lock up or what have you. He's going to understand. He will know the name of Darius Carter. That is a guarantee. That is a guarantee. Other things, do I beat him? Who knows? But the point is he will know the name of wrestling's richest prize, Mr. Darius Carter. And I will do whatever, whatever it takes. If I have to shove my thumb in his ear, if I have to pull off, if I have to pull off his boot and beat him with it, if I have to headbutt him, if I have to headbutt him in the eye socket, whatever I need to do, I will do it. And I am not afraid. A lot of people are afraid to take that step. I am not afraid. This match, I have nothing to lose. I have zero to lose and everything to gain. And that is when I am at peak capacity. When I have everything to lose or when I have nothing to lose. Those are the two extremes where you get the most dangerous and proficient Darius Carter.
Do you feel a little extra validation considering the fact that, you know, your buddies, the Carnies, will be taking on Trent Seven and Tyler Bate as well?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's all common sense. I mean, the whole thing is ever since the Crusade for Change, you have to look at it like this, and this is a testament to the Crusade for Change. I literally added these two members. I literally added Nick Iggy, all right, and Terry Awful to the Crusade one night at the end of the show, not even at the beginning, the end of the show after I beat EC3 and Flip Gordon. I have added these two individuals into the Crusade for Change. The next show, the very next Battle Club Pro show, there's a tag match against Trent Seven and Tyler Bate. There's a singles match against Pete Dunne. I didn't have to politic. I didn't have to PayPal or money. I got some money, hang out with him on a Saturday night to get this booking. This is something that happened because you saw the namesake of the Crusade for Change. The Crusade for Change is very well alive and stronger than ever, regardless of what people will try and tell you. We're in a lot of underground movement. There's a lot of roots. We have a lot of roots planted in a lot of places. This is a testament to the Crusade for Change's legitimacy. This is a testament to Nick Iggy. This is a testament to Terry Offal, who have been working so hard for the past 5+ years to get the attention and respect they deserve. I'm not talking about just a few retweets and likes. I'm talking about traveling the world and getting the respect that they have earned. And then there's me, who's been fighting for years and years and years for the right respect and adulation that I still don't get in certain places. That's what this is all about. This is about turning heads. This is about being remembered. And this is about getting recognized. It's as simple as that.
All right, after this, what's next for you? What's on your goal list for the rest of the summer and going into the fall?
Well, right now, it's Pete Dunne. Pete Dunne, Pete Dunne, Pete Dunne, Pete Dunne. I mean, I have a match, one final booking before the 11th, which is next Friday. I have a show at ACE, American Championship Entertainment. That is in Wallington, New Jersey. That is the 5th, which is this Saturday, against Azriel. The first time I ever faced off against him, a singles match. That will be an outstanding match because we just had the PCW Heavyweight Title Tournament Saturday where I was in the semifinals against Mike Orlando. I kicked out before 3. The rest kept counting. I don't know what happened there. You know, Azriel beat Joe Gacy. Azriel faces Mike Orlando in the finals. And even though I handed Azriel Mike Orlando on a platter, I pretty much cut his leg off. And he still managed to win That's unfortunate for Asriel. But now I know that I can beat Asriel with that much difficulty if you can't beat an injured Mike Orlando. So that will happen Saturday. That's going to be my final warm-up match. And then come done next Friday. And then the next day, which is the 12th, I have Warriors of Wrestling in Staten Island. And then the 13th, which is Sunday, I face Flip Gordon for the LDN Championship in LDN's debut show in the United States of America. So I have a huge weekend next weekend, and that's the immediate future. There are a lot of things that are coming up in the fall. There's a major, I'm going to be traveling overseas, and I'm just going to keep it there for now. I want people to pay attention to me when I send that out. So there's a lot of things that are coming up, and I'm very fortunate. I'm very happy that my years of anguish and turmoil and having to raise anarchy and bring change, it's finally coming back. So that's what it feels great, and that's what it's about.